No matter how hard we tried to forget Captain Jack.
Yeah. I don't know if I like being alum. You know, it sounds like
he's an old guy.
Old
huh?
guy.
Yeah.
I don't feel that old.
You know, you probably left here as late as anybody is that we've had on.
Everybody
here.
Else has been before me.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Far.
Well, we've had a string of people here that have been here for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I was here 24 years.
Yeah, you were here 24 years. But when you say here, we were just talking about the fact that that means he was on the air here for 24 years, but you're very seldom in the building.
Right? Yeah, I stayed away, and that's how I made it here 24 years.
Captain Jack was a traffic reporter here on WHO. For those of you that are new to our radio station for 24 years. And, boy, I'll never forget one time I had a phone call from, I guess it was actually from one of our account executives here at WHO. And she had an account that was a shoe store. And she came to my office and she said, such and such a shoe store has about 50, I forget what it was, 50 or 50 pair of boots that they don't know what to do with. Is there anything you could do with them? And I said, yes, there is. Bring, have them send down to the station. So they sent them down to the station. So,
yeah, I remember the story very well.
We divided up all the boots amongst people that work here at WHO, and we had everybody distribute those the next morning out on street corners and by stop signs and by benches and bus benches and that kind of thing. And so here we had at least 50 of these boots out everywhere. Well, then we...
you had to come up with a story. And they said, Captain, here's what we want you to say. And I said, Fan, no one will believe this. They won't believe it. It's ridiculous. They'll never fall for this one. And we got to talk about the other one, too, the April Fool one. But anyway, in this particular case, I supposedly had my foot out the window, and the boot fell off.
You were relaxing, and your boot fell off.
So, if you can imagine this, folks, remember back then I flew at a mile high, 5,500 feet in the air. Here's a boot coming down. But anyway.
Yeah, so we had him say that his boot fell off and we needed some help finding it.
And you were going to give a prize.
Yeah, we've got
whoever found it.
McDonald's pass or something if you find it. So we had him tell this story, and all of a sudden the phone started ringing. We put these people on the air. There were like 50 people calling. I found the boot. Where was it? Southwest 9th and McKinley. I found the boot. Where was it? Oh, it's on the north side.
They had them all over the
call
place.
Call after call after call.
So, that was fun. But, yeah, no, I don't fly with my foot out at 120 miles an hour up there.
Adjusting your boot.